Okay, we're holding a Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Yisai met. Imam and Chaver Chachav Yivalecha Kishalcha. They have Kenaf Maluma Teira She Yerushalcha Pchama Sariyu L'Shem Shemayim. So, three of them here. Imam and Chaver Chachav, the Haskin, and Pchama Sariyu L'Shem Shemayim. So, we're also, Rabbi Yisai met Imam and Chaver Chachav Yivalecha Kishalcha. V'as Kenaf Maluma Teira She Yerushalcha. Pchama Sariyu L'Shem Shemayim. Kvar Be'anu. Kiderech Chachamim Elu Lossis Musa Shalom Lahashim Sadam Bekoil. The way they gave Musa was they structured for every chelik of the person. Ubi'ar Nelecha. Kashlom Sadam Bekoilah Sheyushlam Begimot Far. A person is Nishlam in three things. Hain im Zalazim Ne'odam Ben Anu Haveroi. Hain Sheyushol Ba'atzmoi. Hain Sheyushol Ben Boiroi. Eilu gimel dvarim shabed nishlam akoyel basheroi sheyadam sholom eh. Lefik, Reb Yosi gam kibbo lashon sadam eilu shloi shabama. Yimam chaver chachov ala kishlacha, wadeh yishlam im zulosei. Ubocha bimida zoi, asher bocha kovet chaveri. He'd rather speak about mamon chaveri than kovet chaveri. Ki mafilu mamon chaver chachov alecha, koshkin chachov alecha chaveri, vumusa yosu nahoit. So, if you're worried even about Mamon Chavercha, certainly you'd be worried about Kavod Chavercha. It's very interesting because the Rambam, when he speaks about the Chiyuv of Asaf Kamecha, so it's, you know, how you mark the Asaf Kamecha. The Rambam says that the person should be chas on his Shvach, on his Kavod, and lochus of a moine kashu chos al momin atzmoi b'reitzim v'rasmi. In other words, that the person cares about his own self and his mominess. That's it's very interesting. That's kilu the two inyanim that is shav kamoicha. The Torah can't mandate emotions. The Torah only mandates pulis. The pulis the zehirus in kavod as opposed to fun or Lashahara or whatever, and the Zahiris of Mammon. I'm not sure the Kopskain of Mammon seems to be, Mammon and Kopskain and his covered, it seems to be Lachura the opposite. There are plenty of people that will reach out and give a few dollars to somebody who's poor, who's Rachmanis, who's going to call them Matzev, as opposed to, but they wouldn't hesitate to speak Lashon Hara, to poke fun at him. Tosfos Derech Olam doesn't seem to exalt me. So I think the pshat is like this. Just push it the pshat. Certainly, if somebody came to us with a question of Rachmanis, that you know this person is hungry, he needs food to eat, whatever it is, we certainly are better at that than we are at protecting a person's covet. But for me to worry that somebody else should make more profit, the other person, well, this is no Rachmanis, but it's possible for him to make still more money if there's something coming up that he should, if he would know about, make some money in it. If I care, if there's something coming up that he might lose money, it never is a person in the danger of losing his fortune or starving, but still he could gain or lose up. Our teva is that we're less chas on that. That's not something, it's his problem, not my problem. If a person, so for that, it's a kal v'chaymer. If a person cares about that, that type of person would certainly care about the other person's, he would care about the other person's copy. Okay, negat sh here at the Psalm Batman, Kabanu Lamalpek Mashikibul. So the first Indian is Tyra besides the normal mile of a mitzvah, Tyra is something that a person comes sickly through it. It's something that the Nal speaks about in almost every place, that it's the mitzvah that emphasizes the das and sechel of a person, And a person who's a person who's a who's supporter is obviously sickly, and it's the most it's the strongest nekuda of making a person be sickly. So let's talk a little about this. This is before Matan Torah, and it's the right time here of the year. Torah is big all the time. I just want to talk a little bit about this Indian over here. He says over here that on this Indian, the Torah is not Yerushalayim, and therefore a person has to ask an Avkol of a Torah. First, I want to contrast it with another Maimon Chazal that says Torah Tivul and Moshe Mireshes Kilos Yaakov. The Chorah says over there, it is Yerusha. It's something that's Yerusha the Christ, what's called Mireshes. It's the famous Gemara, that there was an Amaris who walked by, I think he heard of Rav Papa that was learning, and Rav Papa called an Amaris, he said, I once walked by some children learning, and they said Torah Tivul and Moshe Mireshes Kilos Yaakov, Kilos Yaakov, they said not Kilos Papa, Kilos Papa Loinema, Kilos Yaakov, so that it seems as if there is Yerusha in Klal Yisrael. So, I mean, the obvious Torah is Yerusha to the Klal of Klal Yisrael, but not to the Prat. I want to try to understand it in a little bit inside its aimic, what the nafkamina is. I mean, of course, there's a haftachah l'sisachon bizarre and so on and so forth, but I want to try to aim it a little bit on its on the aimic of that nekud of Yerusha. In the world. In the Metzius of Yerusha, the Torah gave a parish of Yerusha, and it's something which, in some societies, seems instinctive. Of course, we all should get it, if not my kids. But it was questioned. I mean, the communists and many of the left-wing people questioned it with a certain type of fair question. They said, Mela so-and-so worked. He worked hard, he was smart, he invested, whatever it is, we can say that he deserved the money. But the kid did nothing for the money. He deserves it, society should get it, so on. In other words, where is that coming from? It's a din in the Torah, obviously, in the Torah it's tzedek. But where is that coming from? So the Chinuch says that the Sheresh of Yerusha is that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives toiv, he gives a chef of toiv, he means that it should be eternal, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a little bit. In other words, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha be'etzem, and therefore mitzad, the bracha itself, it should have been the person's eternally, if the person was choyte, I mean, that's why we have mis in the world, because of chet. So it goes to the children. But it has to do with the bracha and the shefa that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. I want to understand it one drop further in the Inyan of Yerusha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu imprinted in a person, the Koyach Yerusha lies be'etzem in a person's Koyach Hilada. That a person, whatever a person has, he's mezakeh lebrei, mitzad his own mitzvah. In other words, the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in a person of truvu, the koyach of purya, is that a person has the ability to give over his mitzvah, to be mamshech his mitzvah. That's the koyach of Russia and Yerusha. That's the koyach of giving over his own mitzvahs. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person a shalit on the Bria. So it's koil shat the Tanach Raglov. the door to keep Shua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the koyach to incorporate in Yonim into his Metzias, Dimat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a koine, koine Shemayim Baruch. A person has kinyonim, and since the kinyonim are mitzaref to his mitzias, then they're nimshach with his mitzias vayitim. So everything that a person touched, everything that a person was koine, becomes an extension of his, and it's his shaylit on his kinyonim. That's the mitzvah of a kinyan, that he has a shlita to do the drawer, like the Chazal say, he can go back and forth, do whatever he wants. The ability to do with the kinyan as he does with himself is because the kinyan is an extension of himself. It's part of a person's shulton on the priya. And the Nela, it's Nitzvah with Yerusha. That Mahalach works even with Ruch Nistake Mahalchem. Kolzman the Nitzvah of the Chelek in the Bria. So Kehune and Malchus, those are in Yonim that are Nitzvah as Chelek in the Bria. The Mele Tshayach that the person, it becomes part of person Metzias. So if I incorporate something as my gene, it becomes part of Metzias. Let's give an example of something, a parallel thing, and we'll see the difference. A person has a Vodim. So the person can be Moyrishta Vodim Lederders. Let's say a person himself has a job. He's a worker by somebody else. The person doesn't have the right to be meirish that schus to his son. It's not my schus. I don't have schus in it. The being a worker by somebody else is the schus of the employer, not an employee. And the Mele, it's not shaykh that I should give up some else, because mitzaret mitzias, I wasn't the balabas of my balabas. My balabas is my balabas. And the Mele, there's no way it doesn't go into you. It doesn't go you should. You have mikiri kahuna and things like that, but it was chazak. But in mitzad the normal dichemamnes, that thing doesn't exist. Of all the inyanim, it says in Chazal that in Sheshim Rabba, famous that Rebbe was walking and he said he sold these kramim to the Torah and he sold these kfanim to the oil fields to learn Torah. This, that. So whoever was walking with him cried and he said, "Did you leave anything over for your old age?" And he said, "I sold something that was created in 7 days for something that was created in 40 days." In other words, all the goods in the world I gave for something else. So the pshat in that is that there's no Torah can't fit in under the mahalchim of the bria. Let's example in something physical, and we'll see the difference. The number 40 or 20 or 10 applies to oranges and applies to racks and applies to people and applies to a lot of things. I can't say if I count 40 people, I say, you see, numbers fall under the property of human beings. Human beings have fingers, they have noses, and they walk. They also have numbers. I say, no. The noses and the fingers, whatever else a human being has, those are his. They are subordinate to his metzias. And therefore you can have could have, they can be the, they are properties of human, and therefore they go over birush. A number is a bigger, it's a bigger type of musik than a person, and it can apply to people, and it can apply to orangutans, and it can apply to buildings and to rocks, because the number is higher up. The davar hasichli is higher up on the scale than the davar hamuchashi, than the physical entity, and therefore humans fall under the rule of numbers. Two people are two people, will always be four people, and they don't become properties of humans. The humans are examples of numbers. So in the scale of mina, from ruchnis to gashmis and vice versa, the gashmi can never possess the ruchni, because the ruchni is not a subchelik of the gashmi. It's the other way around. So Torah can't become Yerusha because its metzias can't become a sniff of metzias Adam. How could the person be meirishit? Kehuna becomes, because Kehuna is an avodah in this world, it can become a chelik. Malchus deals with a klal, so it can become a chelik of the Adam, because Adam is shalit in the entire world. So anything that fits into this world, there's a shulton of Adam. The shulton applies to kinyan, and like we saw in the piece before, that kinyanim are the mitzias of a person extended, because if you care about his kinyanim, you certainly care about his own mitzias. So certainly, so that's the property of physical things. In Torah, it's the opposite property. We are of the Torah and not vice versa. That's what it says, haskin atzmecha. In other words, Yuris Adam imposes its metzias on the world, and that's how his kayach to subordinate the world. He's kayvish to Eretz, he's roida to Eretz. His shulton on it puts his mark on the world. So the marshal, an evid that becomes nirza. So I put my mark on the evid, and that makes him mine. An evid k'naini, I make a chazak on him. I stand on top of him. I push him down. Whatever it is, I put my mark on it, and that's how it becomes. And that's how it becomes mine. Torah, my Torah is not like my evid. It's like my master. It's stuck in the marshal. Let's take the world of mitzvahs. I'm the bala boss on the money to give it whoever I want to. And when I gave it to the Rosh Hashanah Kedusha, I made it to the Rosh Hashanah Kedusha, so that's a certain shulton that I have over it, and I give it its tachlis, like the Ramchal says, I have the entire Bria on it, and I can be mala the entire Bria with me, admired it, in Torah it's the other way around. In Torah, I need to be marked that Torah is bigger than me, and I need, I'm the chayfetz hanikna to the seichel and to the das Torah, my mitzvahs has to change in order for seichel and Torah to I should have a kinyan in Torah. My having a kinyan in Torah means that Torah is shaylet over me. My seichel and das is nishlat through the das of the Torah. It's as if I screw into my head a bigger head than myself, and that becomes my head. So when something can come to me, be Yerusha Adrabin, I don't need to be metakin myself for it. I'm the one that's metakin it. We speak about the mitzvahs and so on. We speak about making a tikkun and the bria. Torah, we are the nitkan. We become mitukin through Torah. That's where you have Mishalim, the Moshe, the Rambam says, that when a person the Rambam says that he speaks at the end of Hilchos Taharis, and the Sefer Taharis, he says, Sefer Tahara, he says that even though there's a cause of Tumah and Taira, there's a remez l'davar, just like a person who whose tummy and he goes to the mikveh, there's no physical change and still becomes tar. A person who has all sorts of bad ideas and bad nachshavas and so on and so forth, if he's tayvul the mehadas of Taira, then he becomes tar and so on and so forth. What the Rambam is saying, well, here it's not physical. Here it's not physical. It's something more social than that. What the Rambam is saying is that there are two ways in which a person could think of doing a tikkun. One is if the person does a pu'ula in something. So the mashal, if I were to do a pu'ula of tshuva, a pu'ula of some sort of sigufim, a pu'ula of a maisa kapara, I bring a carbon. Those we understand as being in the realm of pu'ulos, do and accomplish and so on. In the mikveh, the person is a nifal. The person submerges himself, and a person changes by becoming bottled to something rather than being mevatel something. So he says in Torah also, that's the pshat in Torah. If a person, with all the machshavas and deyas a person has, if he submerges himself to it, then he becomes a chelik of that bigger, and Torah starts becoming his seichel and his das. This is the reason why the one tchuna, if we ask ourselves what's the tchuna that's most important in Glossa Torah, so it makes a lot of sense that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Makabla Torah. And the Torah is made on Moshe Rabbeinu that it was Anov Mikol Adam. So it's very nice that even the very, very devout Kamaila, and certainly Talmud Chacham doesn't walk around and saying, you know, Mikomaini at Midan. We definitely appreciate the fact that it was. But it's hard to believe that's. And we would say Midas Emes would be, and certainly Moshe was Emes. But the Torah is Mitzayin one thing. The Torah says, Ish Moshe Anov Mikol Adam. And the answer is, even Midas Emes can be seen as my pu'ula. I have a glata cup. I think I have a glata cup. And I all sorts of inyanim come in front of me. And I decide, this is emes, this is not emes, this is a little crooked, this is yosh, and so on and so forth. So I'm judging everything with my das, my seichel. And that's my das, my seichel. A person who's mekabel Torah, the etzem starts by making the Torah his das. The only way you can do it is if you hollow out a piece of your head to put the Torah into. It's like they have these all sorts of devices where you put in a memory card, and that becomes the information, so on. A person puts in the das of Torah into himself. It requires that the surrounding area be mizbato. If he looks at it, his das is olyan, and it will analyze the Torah and decide on its value, then his behedya muska from it. The person needs to create and to make himself into a kli kibul to get it. And that's why, the few reasons, I'll speak about enough time to mayach on it, why it says it's not matzi that Torah should go to children of Chacham. They shouldn't say Torah is a Yerusha. So he gives different aspects, but one place he says, very strange, he says, the Maral says that Torah, since it's Ruchnius, needs a Chomedic, a Kli Kibul. And the Chomedic, it's Hefech what we expect. We tell a person, if you want to become a Torah, you have to have it on yourself and become Ruchnius. What does he mean exactly? And I think it means a line with what he's saying. The person has to deher. If I know my ignorance, if I dehair myself as chayma waiting for a tzurich itzainis, if a balabas comes to the Rav and he asks a shayla, so he's mekabel the tshuva because he dehairs himself as a kli for the tshuva of the Rav. if the person walks in knowing as much as the Rav, so somebody wants to hold a very cute anecdote, and the mirrors were always very self-assured, you know, they held what they held, what they thought. So overheard somebody in Mirror Minion, it was a minion of mirrors in New York. One told the other one, I had the following Shaila. I spoke to Reb Moshe about it. I don't remember exactly what he said, but I argued very stark with him. In other words, if the person doesn't stell himself avek as the chayma waiting tzura, then it conflicts with the other tzura, and it can't absorb it all. It's like two koilas are not mishtavit. The b'nei tamei chacham, because they heard themselves as being b'nei chachma, they can't be mekablim for chachma as much as someone that they heard themselves as kulei chayma could become a kli kivul for ruchni. So that's the pshat, the haskana atzma chalik, al tashen to Yerusha. It doesn't belong to the world of entities that is subordinate to a person. That chalik of the bria becomes Yerusha. It belongs, it's part of the world of things that need to become kli kivul. It's the rare thing that's come out. The only thing we know, I mean, I guess, oh, mach shamayim, but in mitzvah, the world of mitzvahs, Torah is the entity that I become the kli kivul and Torah sits on it. Any questions?
Just to understand the Gabi Kahuna. We know that Kahuna is also a certain trait, a certain midah. You know, Shaki Nishanim B'Kedusha Seishal Aaron. There's a certain trait which the Kahanim also have to shtel tzu to. But when we say that Kahuna is a Yerusha nonetheless, which would seem to indicate that there is some type of Shlitas Adam over that trait and that midah. How do we understand that?
It's a chelak mikach Hashem. It still deals with entities. It's dealing with karbanos, with mincha, with maisa avoda, maisa karbanos, as opposed to Torah, which the essence deals kuloi with things that are not like that. So you're right. There is an element of kedusha. If he's not kedusha, so he can be mechal de kedusha. There's a parash being mechal de kedusha. But the etzem avoda itself has a makom in the world of Yerusha.
And it's because it deals with physical things, but as opposed to Lima Datera.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. With the young tips and Kabbalah Datera, and Mitzvah Shem, I guess the week following.